The public, it appears, seems to have this burning need to have an answer to what is unknown. And so you go from an abject statement of ignorance to an abject statement of certainty. So, that is operating within us. Let's start there. Second, we know, not only from research in psychology, but simple empirical evidence in the history of science, that the lowest form of evidence that exists in this world is eyewitness testimony. Which is scary because that's some of the highest form of evidence in the court of law. But we know from second grade, where's my guy from second grade? Get up to the microphone for a minute. Look, grab the microphone. Grab the microphone. In your classes, have you done the famous experiment where you play telephone and you line up all your kids in class and one person starts with a story and then you hear it and you repeat it to the next person and the next person? Have you done that in class yet?
Yes.
You've done that experiment? Because what happens by the time you get to the last person and they retell the story? What happens?
It's like completely different.
It's completely different! Completely different, okay? Because the conveyance of information was relying on eyewitness testimony, which in that case is ear witness testimony. And so, let's thank you. So we know that. So he knows it. He's in second grade. All right. So, actually, he should be in 12th grade, as we've established.